My dear attendees of the Fatima Conference, we have a short sermon scheduled for this morning's Mass, and I thought that one of the best topics to reflect upon would be on prayer and invoking St. Alphonsus Maria Liguori, the great doctor or teacher of prayer. I would recommend that you read his books, and in particular, relevant to today's topic, his book on prayer called The Great Means of Salvation and of Perfection. You can't go wrong reading St. Alphonsus Maria Liguori. And he's the one that gave us that very concise and pithy statement, "He who prays will save his soul. He who does not pray will not save his soul." He reduces it to that wonderful expression. I remember reading a few weeks ago a great observation, and that was that prayer tends to be people's last resort, and instead it should be our very first resort. In other words, prayer is something people do when all else fails. That's completely backward. It should be the first thing that we always do, that connection we make to God. Unfortunately, again, with our human nature, just speaking in general, people will pray when they need something. You know, something, a desperate situation. They haven't been praying, but now the desperation has set in. Nothing else is working. Dear God, please help me. So often we forget that asking is only the fourth purpose of prayer. Remember the other three reasons why we pray, and it's actually the very same reasons for why each sacrifice of the Mass is offered. First of all, adoration. Secondly, thanksgiving. Thirdly, atonement or reparation. And then fourthly, supplication. It's not wrong to pray. It will always be a good thing to pray, to ask. But again, we can't reduce our prayer life just to that fourth purpose. Imagine what kind of a relationship you would have with somebody where every time you see him or her, the only thing they do is ask you for something. I need some money. I need some help. What kind of a relationship would that be? And yet, unfortunately, that is the way it seems a majority are with God. They connect with him in prayer only when they want or need something. So let's remember there's all four purposes of prayer. Not that they have to be included in a very, or obvious way each time we pray. But nevertheless, those four purposes are there. Adoration, acknowledging God that he is our creator. We are but his weak, sinful creatures. And we must adore him, praise him. We must thank him. We will never be able to say enough thank yous for all that God gives to us, spiritually and temporally. Imagine just making a visit to the Blessed Sacrament, not to ask for something, just to say, "Lord, I just need to say thank you." And yes, even thank him for the crosses that we have. That's a pretty high level there of spirituality. Thanking God for our crosses. Why? Because we grow so much through our crosses, our sufferings. How often do we not need to tell God we're sorry? How many times have we offended him in our lives? Too many to count. So you can see that duty of repentance. I'm always reminded in a reflection on prayer on the 3 degrees of prayer. I would like to reflect on those. And the first degree of prayer is at least we're aware of the fact that we're praying. I mean, it's not a very good attention, but it is a minimal amount. We are aware that we're praying the rosary. We're aware that we're saying words. As you can see, it's a very, well, I shouldn't say very, but it's obviously the least degree of prayer. There's not much to it. And we at least have to fight off deliberate distractions. Remember, distractions in prayer are not sinful in themselves. We are going to be distracted. What do I need to do later today? What's happening next week? Something that happened earlier today? Those thoughts will intrude. So hard. Reminds me of the story, I forget all the details, but of a saint who made a kind of a wager with somebody and basically was trying to convey how easy it is to be distracted. And he said, you know, I'll give you a horse if you can say the Our Father without any distractions. And the person said, oh yes, I can do that. And he starts, Our Father who art in heaven. Does a saddle come with it? We are so distracted, aren't we? Distractions are sinful, but only if they are deliberate, where we refuse, basically, to give that minimum attention to what we are doing. The second degree of prayer is where we are reflecting upon the meaning of what we are saying. So it involves a higher thought process. Our Father who art in heaven, God is up in heaven, he's my Father. Give us this day our daily bread. Dear Lord, I need spiritual food, I need physical food. Or actually, we're reflecting upon the need. So it's just a sort of meditative reflection, a deliberate reflection upon what we're doing. So that's the second degree of prayer. But the highest degree of prayer, which we should strive for, is to converse with God, to talk to him, to listen to him. So it's not just thinking about what we're saying, but really meaning it. And don't fall short. Don't just aim for the 2 lower degrees of prayer. Really mean what you are doing. Really mean those prayers. Mean that adoration. Mean that thanksgiving. Mean that repentance. Mean and intend and say your supplications. I'll close with a story from again, it's a saint. I think it was Saint Benedict. I could be wrong. But when he went into choir to pray the office, and that's what they mean by being in choir in religious orders, especially those with solemn vows, they go into choir to praise or to pray the office, the divine office. And Saint Benedict considered it so great, he called it the divine work. It was the number one work for his Benedictine monks. The prayer, the praying the office, matins, lauds, prime, tier, sext, known, vespers, compline. At any rate, he went into chapel one day, went into choir, and he was allowed in a vision to see the guardian angel of each monk. And as they commenced their prayers, He saw something amazing happening. He saw that each one had a quill for writing and parchment upon which to write. And as the monks were praying, he saw some of the guardian angels writing with gold ink on the paper. For some of them, the guardian angels were writing in silver ink. For some others, writing in black ink. And some of them were dipping their quills in water and were writing with that. And finally, some of the guardian angels were writing nothing at all. Strange. What does this mean? And then it was told to him. The guardian angels who were writing with gold ink were for those of their proteges who truly were at that highest level of prayer. Those writing with silver ink, those were for those that were at least meditatively thinking about what they were praying. The ones writing with black ink were those that were just writing, that were praying their office was with the mere attention. And finally, the ones writing with water and those not writing at all were for the monks who just basically weren't praying at all, or even worse, giving in to distractions. There was nothing to write. And it occurs to me, my dear brethren, that every time we pray, we have this choice. How will our guardian angel be recording our prayer? Which degree are we reaching? It's our choice. Let it be that we always give to God our finest effort, that we remember all four purposes of prayer throughout our lives, and that we always treasure this wonderful gift, which we can do even informally. You know, formal prayer, and we all need to do this, is where we set everything else aside, and that's all we're doing. The holy sacrifice of the Mass, the rosary, morning, night prayers, the stations of the cross, that's formal prayer. But even in our daily lives, as we go about our duties, those quick thoughts and prayers we send to God, our Blessed Mother, that's informal prayer, and we can do that too. So as we do much praying in this Fatima conference, and of course, continue so throughout our lives, remember, we are rehearsing for eternity. For what will heaven not be but one continuous, perfectly happy union, connection, and prayer with Almighty God? We will no longer need to ask for anything, but we will praise Him, and we will thank Him. And that will be our wonderful thing to do for all eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.